Welcome to the East County Magazine Live Radio Show, the voice of East County, bringing you the hottest news and coolest events from the communities of San Diego's East County. We're your community radio, representing the public interest, not special interests. Broadcasting from the heart of East County in Descanso with your host, Miriam Raftery.
This is Miriam Raftery with the East County Magazine Show on KNSJ, 89.1 FM Descanso, recording at our studio in the East County Wellness Center in El Cajon. We open today with details about a red flag alert, fire, and weather conditions for the holiday week. Hear why fraternities are suspending activities at San Diego State in the wake of sexual assault scandals on campus. Hear how a local lawmaker and a rabbi teamed up to brighten Thanksgiving for one low-wage working family. Learn about a bill to require holiday pay for working on Thanksgiving and Christmas holidays. And hear why an appeals court has tossed out the county's regional transportation plan. Get details on the Ferguson, Missouri verdict and local protests. Find out about amazing festivities from a Feliz Navidad festival to Thanksgiving with lions, tigers, and bears. And then on the second half of our show, insurance broker Marilyn Lyons will have info on the new enrollment period for Covered California and details about health care options under both the Affordable Care Act exchange plans and Medi-Cal. So stay tuned for today's show and have a wonderful Thanksgiving for you and your family.
This is a breaking news alert live from the Viejas Wildfire and Emergency Alert Service.
A red flag warning for fire danger is now in effect through Wednesday at 6 p.m. in San Diego's mountain and inland region. Monday night, a brush fire burned about 4 acres in Julian, but no evacuations were ordered and no homes were threatened. CAL FIRE, the U.S. Forest Service, and Julian Fire Protection District responded to the blaze, which was fueled by strong winds. SDG&E shut off power proactively due to the high winds and fire danger, according to ABC 10 News, leaving about 90 residents in Descanso, Cuyamaca, and Boulder Creek without power for about 10 hours. This has been Leon Thompson reporting for East County Magazine.
A group calling itself Concerned Students of San Diego State University has sent a letter to the campus president, state legislators, and Governor Jerry Brown urging an end to what they call rape culture. The letter states that during a Take Back the Night march on Friday, November 21st, to protest sexism and sexual violence, marchers going past fraternity houses were subjected to sexist insults and were hit by eggs thrown at them, possibly from passing cars. Fraternity members at the Sigma Phi Epsilon house reportedly yelled obscenities at marchers, and men at the Delta Sigma Phi frat house waved sex toys at the marchers. The next night, a female student was sexually assaulted while attending a party at a fraternity in the same block on Hardy Avenue. The letter states, "This is rape culture. This makes 7 reported rapes since the beginning of the fall 2014 semester." The letter adds that efforts by the campus administration have been, quote, woefully ineffective. The students are demanding that the administration take bold action. Specifically, the letter calls on SDSU to follow the lead of the University of Virginia and immediately suspend and close down all fraternities until they can be made safe. The letter goes on to say, if they cannot be made safe, they should be closed permanently. SDSU President Elliot Hirschman is an honorary member of the Alpha Epsilon Pi fraternity, and his son is a member of the now-suspended chapter of Alpha Epsilon Pi at the University of Virginia, so this action should not be unfamiliar, the letter notes. The students also ask that SDSU's sexual assault task force be expanded and claims that the only student regularly attending these task force meetings is a white male fraternity member. Students want to see the task force expanded to include women, gays, and people of color, and other disadvantaged groups. In addition, the group asks that the campus leadership fully support a reporting app created by several campus women's groups to help keep women safe. On Tuesday, after the student group sent that letter, fraternities at SDSU announced that they are suspending all social events in the wake of recent sexual assaults on campus. SDSU released a statement in which leaders of the frats and sororities pledged that they will immediately take proactive steps toward addressing this extremely serious issue and the Greek community's role in it. Those steps will include sexual assault prevention and bystander training, as well as participation by the members in events and activities to promote an end to sexual violence. As for allegations that some fraternity members acted inappropriately and disrespectfully toward participants in the Take Back the Night march, the fraternity and sorority leaders said that if true,
The conduct is, quote, unacceptable and does not reflect the values of the Greek community at SDSU. The campus president, Elliot Hirschman, praised these actions, adding, we must work as one community to create the substantive changes necessary to end sexual violence on our campus. The steps outlined today are the beginning of what must be a sustained effort to change attitudes, culture, and actions. Reporting for East County Magazine on KNSJ, this is Miriam Raftery.
One local politician and a religious leader have teamed up to help a family in need. On Monday, San Diego City Council member Marty Emerald and Rabbi Lori Cooksey cooked and delivered a Thanksgiving meal to fast food worker Nicholas Cervantes and his family. Cervantes called the gift a blessing for my family. The Burger King employee earns $9 per hour and helps provide for his younger siblings. When his father was deported last year, the family couldn't afford rent and had to move into the living room of a family friend. Councilwoman Emerald said, this is the least we can do for people who work so hard for so little. We think that everybody should be able to celebrate holidays with their families. It takes courage to live in a world that is so expensive with so little money in your pocket and such difficult decisions to make every day, especially during the holidays. Rabbi Lori Cooksey of the Interfaith Center for Workers' Justice stated, at Thanksgiving, it's unconscionable that people who prepare and serve food for others cannot afford a holiday meal for themselves and their families. That's what the fight for $15 is all about. Cervantes is among thousands of fast food workers nationally who are advocating for $15 an hour and the right to collectively bargain. He said, we will win a higher wage and the right to a union. We will be in a better position to pay our bills and provide for our families. Reporting for East County Magazine on KNSJ, this is Leon Thompson.
Welcome to East County Magazine Show's Jobs Talk, bringing you news about great jobs, job training opportunities, and growing our regional economy. In recent years, Black Friday shopping deals have increasingly spread into the Thanksgiving holiday, forcing workers to miss out on celebrating the holiday and spending time with their families in order to keep their jobs and help their employers keep the doors open for all those shoppers. In some cases, this work has been mandatory, forcing workers to give up their Thanksgiving holiday or risk losing their jobs. Many of these business practices have also been carried over to Christmas as well. The increasing commercialization of the holiday season has created significant public backlash, including petitions, media criticism, and worker protests. So on the day before this Thanksgiving holiday, San Diego Assemblywoman Lorena Gonzalez announced that she is introducing legislation to require that employees in California receive double pay if they give up time with their families during the Thanksgiving and Christmas holidays in order to work. Gonzalez made the announcement in front of a Walmart store in San Diego, where she was joined by Mickey Kasparian, the president of the San Diego and Imperial Counties Labor Council, and by a Walmart worker. Assemblywoman Gonzalez proposed legislation would assure that those workers who sacrifice their holidays receive double pay for working on Thanksgiving or Christmas. Gonzalez, a Democrat, states, Thanksgiving and Christmas have traditionally been celebrated every year as times that all of us can connect with our families and reflect on the blessings in our lives. But each year, it seems like we lose more and more of these family holidays to the demands of work. Assemblywoman Gonzalez concludes that workers who lose out on their Thanksgiving and Christmas holidays to boost their boss's profits should be paid fairly for that sacrifice. Reporting for East County Magazine on KNSJ, this is Miriam Raftery.
Now it's time for the Green Scene Report, highlighting energy, environmental, and sustainability issues in our community.
This is Ed Barreno with today's Green Scene Report. California's 4th District Court of Appeal has confirmed that the San Diego Association of Governments, or SANDAG, broke state law with a long-range transportation plan for a region that failed to take steps to reduce greenhouse gases which contribute to climate change. California Attorney General Kamala Harris joined in the challenge representing California, joining plaintiffs including the Sierra Club California, Cleveland National Forest Foundation, Center for Biological Diversity, and others. Sierra Club California Director Catherine Phillips observes, quote, Other regional planning agencies throughout California have properly analyzed the environmental and public health impacts associated with their long-range transportation and land use plans. Sandag didn't even try to complete an accurate analysis, unquote. Kevin Bundy, senior attorney with the Center for Biological Diversity, says the ruling means county officials can't sweep the threat of climate disruption under the rug. Jana Clark with Cleveland National Forest Foundation states, quote, I hope that Sandag has gotten the wake-up call it needs to finally change its old-school approach to transportation planning. Sandag never disputed that its 2050 regional transportation plan would actually increase greenhouse gas emissions through mid-century, the same time period by which landmark reductions are required to avoid dangerous climate disruption, according to executive order signed into law by former Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. The Sandag plan called for expansion of freeways, reinforcing the region's dependence on automobiles and encouraging sprawl. Environmentalists, by contrast, want to see emphasis on improving public transportation and other measures first to reduce greenhouse gas emissions and air pollution, encouraging growth in urban areas and helping to protect wilderness areas in East County. The ruling on the regional transportation plan comes on the heels of another major decision by the same court last month. That ruling found the county's climate change plan to be inadequate in a suit filed by the Sierra Club. As for this most recent landmark ruling, whether Sandag will agree to revise its plan or file an appeal to the California Supreme Court has not yet been announced.
A grand jury in Ferguson, Missouri announced Monday night that there will be no indictments against police officer Darren Wilson in the shooting death of Michael Brown, an unarmed African-American teenager. Jurors heard conflicting testimony from witnesses, including some who said Wilson shot Brown when his hands were up as if to surrender, but others described Brown as confrontational, and one witness claimed Brown charged at Officer Wilson head down. The officer fired a dozen shots. The Ferguson Police Department has a history of racial tensions, and this verdict has prompted protests in cities across the nation. California Campaign to End Police Terror has announced demonstrations statewide in California, including a protest November 25th at the City Heights Library. A statement on the United Against Police Terror San Diego Facebook page reads, Ferguson is everywhere, and we are building a movement for justice for Mike Brown and an end to police violence nationwide. Noting that people in Ferguson have faced tanks, tear gas, and militarized police forces, the Post adds, just like people have done throughout American history, we are making our voices heard, taking to the streets and using our First Amendment rights to engage in strong actions of civil disobedience. In Ferguson, the streets erupted into violence after the verdict, resulting in over 80 arrests, 10 news reports. Several police cars and businesses were burned. CNN reports sounds of gunshots were heard, though police claim no shots were fired. Police officers did, however, shoot beanbags and tear gas into the crowd. Some in the crowd hurled bottles, including one that struck a CNN reporter in the head. The Brown family was reportedly devastated by the decision, but urged supporters to channel their energies in ways to make positive change in the system and not resort to violence. Brown's mother has called for laws nationally to require police officers to wear body cameras. Wilson, who was married last month, issued a statement through his attorneys thanking those who stood by his side. The officer gave several hours of testimony, a rarity in grand jury hearings. Wilson could still face consequences for his actions, however. The U.S. Justice Department is conducting two civil rights investigations, one into Wilson's actions and a second into the police department's treatment of minorities. A civil suit by Brown's family also remains a possibility. After the verdict, President Barack Obama urged calm and expressed concerns over mistrust of police by communities of color. He indicated that despite strides made in civil rights, America still has a long way to go. Reporting for East County Magazine on KNSJ, this is Miriam Raftery.
You are listening to KNSJ 89.1 FM, Descanso.
Welcome to Destination East County with your host, Rebecca Williamson.
And Leon Thompson, bringing you the top festivals, events, and attractions across East County
each week. This week's Destination East County includes some wild Thanksgiving happenings, from a swinging holiday party at Sequan to a Thanksgiving feast for the beasts at Lions, Tigers, and Bears in Alpine.
Plus, we'll have previews of coming attractions, including several holiday home tours, community holiday festivals, Santa at Santee Lakes, and Feliz Navidad celebration with mariachis and more in Hakumba Hot Springs.
So stay tuned for all of these events and much, much more from East County Magazine.
Get ready for the third annual Waddle and Trot 5K run held on Thanksgiving Day, November 22nd at 8 a.m. Pathways Community Church will host the Waddle and Trot, which benefits the Santee Santas and the Santee Food Bank. What better way to work off some calories before savoring your Thanksgiving feast? To register for the 5K or fun run, visit pathways.cc/waddleandtrot.
The swing revival band Big Bad Voodoo Daddy will hold a wild and swinging party on Friday, November 28th at Squan's Live and Up Close Theater in Dehesa starting at 8 p.m. For tickets and details, visit www.sequan.com.
The historic Gold Rush town of Julian hosts its annual country Christmas tree lighting on Saturday, November 29th from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. The festivities include music, crafts, booths, and performances throughout the day, followed by the tree lighting at dark, after which children can visit with Santa and Mrs. Claus. After the tree lighting, you can also stroll down Main Street to the Julian Cider Mill for a living nativity, a longtime Julian tradition.
The Saturday after Thanksgiving, November 29th, is a special day at the Lions, Tigers, and Bears Ranch in Alpine. It is the day the animals celebrate with their version of a traditional Thanksgiving meal. You're invited to join in a special feeding visit at 10:30 a.m. to watch the big cats and bears enjoy their feast. Turkey and fish donations are greatly appreciated. You can also donate a turkey for the cats or fish for the bears in advance. For reservations or to donate food for the feast, call 619-658-659-8078 or visit lionstigersandbears.org. Now for a preview of coming attractions.
Lemon Grove hosts its annual Light Up the Grove bonfire on December 5th in Civic Center Park from 5 to 9 p.m. You can also visit the Lemon Grove Historical Society's Christmas open house at the Parsonage and Lee House, where you can meet Santa and peruse the elves' gift shop. The night also includes horse-drawn wagon rides, games, face painting, and crafts to provide spirited good cheer for people of all ages.
The 19th Annual Alpine Village Christmas Parade of Lights and Snow Festival will be held on December 5th from 6:30 p.m. to 10 p.m. The parade rolls out at 6:30 p.m. from the West Victoria and ends at the Alpine Creek Town Center at 1347 Tavern Road in Alpine, where a snow festival complete with real snow starts at 7 p.m. Festivities include a visit from Santa Claus, carnival rides, food, and vendors.
Hakumba Hot Springs closes out its centennial year on Saturday, December 6th, with Feliz Navidad celebration. The event takes place at the Highland Center, 44681 Old Highway 80, from 2 until 5 p.m. Admission and parking are free. Feliz Navidad showcases the festival mariachi music of the world-renowned Mariachi Garibaldi performing ensemble from Southwestern College, the first college in the world to offer a degree in mariachi music. Visitors and town residents will join a luminary procession to the county park for the lighting of the Christmas tree and to sing carols, Hakumba-grown tumbleweed trees, snowmen, and other snow creations will be on display throughout the community. Hakumba was once known for tumbleweed snowmen, and the tradition is being revived. Festivities also include a piñata for the children, craft vendors, baked goods for sale, and raffle items including bountiful gift baskets, bicycles, and Christmas quilt. Complimentary refreshments will be served. For more information, visit HakumbaHotSpringsCentennial.org.
You're invited to an afternoon of Yuletide fun watching animals open their Christmas presents at Lions, Tigers, and Bears. The Animal Rescue Facility hosts its annual Christmas Festival fundraiser on Saturday, November 6th from 1 to 4 p.m. You can also do holiday shopping at more than 40 vendor booths, enjoy food from Descanso Junction, and visit Santa Claus. In addition, a new bear habitat will be unveiled during the December 6th event featuring rescued bears Albert, Cherry Bomb, Teddy, and Baloo. To buy tickets or to donate a Christmas tree to give to the animals for play on this special day, visit lionstigersandbears.org.
The Lakeside Chamber of Commerce will host the 16th Annual Spirit of Christmas on Saturday, December 6th, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. on Main, that's M-A-I-N-E Avenue, between Parkside and Laurel in Lakeside. This free, fun-filled family event will include a community tree lighting, visits with Santa, vendor booths, kids' activities, food, music, and entertainment by local bands and schools. The evening will kick off with the arrival of Santa and the lighting of the community Christmas tree at 5 p.m. by the Lakeside Fire Department. Then guests can saunter up and down Main Street to experience visits with Santa, vendor booths, crafting tables, delicious eateries, kids zone, and holiday music. Children are encouraged to bring letters to Santa and drop them off in the special mailbox with a delivery just to the North Pole. Remember to close a self-addressed stamped return envelope so Santa can send a letter back. The special North Pole mailbox will be on site at the Lakeside Historical Society on Main Avenue until December 24th. For more information, go to lakesidechamber.org.
The Lakeside Historical Society will be hosting its annual holiday home tour on Saturday, December 6th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. There are three decorated homes and one business on this tour and many antiques and collectibles to enjoy viewing. Tickets can be purchased from the History Center, 9906 Main Avenue, from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Tuesday through Saturday, or on the self-guided tour. Also, beginning on December 1st, the Historical Society has its Mrs. Claus Christmas Resale Shop open for shopping for unusual holiday decorations. For more information, call the History Center at 619-561-1886.
Seroptimist International of Borrego Springs will also hold its holiday home tour on Saturday, December 6th from 4:30 until 8:30 p.m. You can tour five lovely homes in the Borrego Valley, each uniquely adorned for the holidays. From ultra-modern to old-school, each home will reflect the distinct decorating style of the homeowner. All proceeds go to fund educational scholarships for Borrego Springs graduating seniors and youth organizations.
A free choral concert, Bright Mornings, Silent Nights, will be presented by the Pacificaires in Cedar Center Chorus on Saturday, December 6th at 2 p.m. in the College Avenue Baptist Church at 4747 College Avenue in San Diego. The concert features Christian and Jewish holiday favorites as well as secular music.
The San Diego Festival Chorus and Orchestra will present a joyful holiday music celebration on December 7th at 3 p.m. in the College Avenue Baptist Church, 4747 College Avenue, San Diego. The performance will include Vivaldi's Gloria and Robert Shaw's The Many Moods of Christmas. The East County-based San Diego Festival Chorus is in its 14th season. The 90-voice, 48-piece orchestra has performed Vivaldi's Gloria on European tours. The Many Moods of Christmas is a chorale arrangement of traditional Christmas music by Robert Shaw, former conductor of the San Diego Symphony Orchestra. You can hear selections from the performers and purchase tickets at sandiegofestivalchorus.org.
Santa arrives at Santee Lakes on Sunday, December 7th, in a celebration that runs from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. There is fun for the whole family, including snow sledding, carnival rides, inflatable jumps, boat rides, arts and crafts, food, and s'mores. For details, visit santeelakes.com.
That's all for this week. You can find details on all these events and more on our calendar and in our festivals and events section online at eastcountymagazine.org.
If you have an event you'd like to add it to our calendar, or if you would like to sponsor the Destination East County column on our website or the Destination East County show on KNSJ Radio, you can contact editor at eastcountymagazine.org. Destination East County is the most read feature on our website.
We'll be back next week with more festivals, events, and attractions in San Diego's East County.
See you around, East County.
You are listening to KNSJ 89.1 FM, Descanso.
Now, straight from the headlines, bringing you our latest top newsmakers.
This is Miriam Raftery with the East County Magazine Show on KNSJ 89.1 FM, Descanso, recording at our studio in the East County Wellness Center in El Cajon. Today, we're going to be devoting our time to talking about new options under Covered California, which has the open enrollment period running from November 15th through February 15th. And my very special guest today is Marilyn Lyons. Marilyn is an independent certified insurance agent with the Executive Resource Insurance Network. Marilyn, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me here today.
Now, we're going to be talking about healthcare options under the Affordable Care Act and Covered California. But first, can you tell us a little bit about when people need to get signed up to avoid the penalty? For the first time, I understand a penalty is kicking in for people who have not purchased any kind of healthcare insurance.
Yes, that is correct. In fact, you want to be very aware that there will be penalties assessed, and that will occur through the IRS documentation, something called a reconciliation during the tax period when they review your tax return. And they see whether or not you have signed up for an insurance plan. And at that point, if you have not, then the penalty becomes effective. And so that would be during our next, during the tax return period before April 15th.
Okay. So again, the sign-up period for people who want to sign up for either new insurance or who want to renew their Affordable Care Act coverage is from now through February 15th.
Well, there's a little stipulation there. Actually, if people have already signed up with Covered California, they were proactive and they saw the benefit and they did sign up, they can renew their current plan before December 15th, 2014. However, the annual open enrollment period runs between, again, just started November 15th, 2014 through February 15th, 2015.
Okay, thank you. And I understand that about 1.2 million people have enrolled so far in Covered California. Now, let's talk about some of the options for healthcare that people have out there, starting with Medi-Cal. Can you tell us about who is eligible for Medi-Cal and what the deadline is to enroll in that?
Absolutely. It'd be my pleasure. First of all, yes, there are many people there that are concerned and feel like that health care is not affordable, and that may be true for them. So if they qualify for Medi-Cal, they will have to qualify for eligibility under their income. And now, for example, just give an example of who would qualify. For one person, if you make $16,105 or less, then you do qualify for Medi-Cal.
And so it's not based on age. This is not like Medicare at the federal level.
No, it's based on your income, your family size, and actually, in that case, it's income and family size. And the people that enroll in Covered California, let's say they initiate an application with Covered California through an agent, an enrolled agent, a licensed agent, or through just their own initiative on the website, their application will be reviewed. And if they qualify for Medi-Cal, then they will receive all the information that they need to complete that enrollment process.
Okay. And what is the deadline, or is there one, to enroll in Medi-Cal?
No, there is never a deadline for Medi-Cal. In Medi-Cal, you can enroll in every month of the year. However, there is a little stipulation there that they should be aware of. Many times, people in a family might be qualified for different levels of coverage. For example, the father might be a working individual, and he may qualify for Covered California, whereas the stay-at-home mother would automatically, if she's not working, she has no income, she would be a Medi-Cal recipient. So there are also different levels of qualification for children, so that children may qualify in that family as well, even though the father has a fairly substantial income.
What happens if you've already applied for Medi-Cal and your approval hasn't come through yet and you have some kind of medical emergency? Are you covered?
You certainly do. First of all, in the event of any emergency, all you need to do is call 911 or go to your nearest emergency room and you will receive treatment, and then they can process the paperwork for your Medi-Cal.
How good is the coverage that I can get if I qualify for Medi-Cal?
Oh, it's wonderful. In fact, the carriers that are on the exchange also, several of them also handle Medi-Cal. And those are Anthem Blue Cross, Kaiser, HealthNet, and Molina. All of those have a Medi-Cal plan as well.
And how do I apply for Medi-Cal?
You certainly can apply through your county human services agency, but you can also apply online. If you have gone to the Covered California website, you can go to the tab Find Help.
And that site, by the way, is coveredca.com.
That's correct. It's coveredca.com, Find Help, and then it will allow you to find an agent near you, or you can certainly call me. I would be happy to help you. I am a licensed broker and a certified agent with Covered California.
If someone already has Medi-Cal and they need to renew it, can they renew it at the Covered CA site, or do they have to do that elsewhere?
Yes, they will have to provide information that documents their income every year. However, they are working on automatically renewing this. And in 2014, they have been sending out a renewal form to each individual who is on Medi-Cal. But in 2015, they will have the ability to auto-renew.
Does everybody in the household qualify for Medi-Cal?
In some cases, the mother may qualify or the father may qualify for Medi-Cal while their spouse is qualified for Covered California. So it's all dependent on income. And that income is between 138% of the federal poverty level. At that level, you do begin to qualify for Covered California.
Okay. What are the actual medical benefits that you get under Medi-Cal?
Yes, and I want to correct that. I said you do qualify for Covered California. You do qualify for Medi-Cal. And the benefits under Medi-Cal are many. In fact, under the ACA, the Affordable Care Act, and that's also known as Obamacare, the Medi-Cal benefits are essentially the same because you have to have what we call essential health benefits in every plan that qualifies for the exchange. And those essential health benefits are also required to be in Medi-Cal plans. So here are some of those essential health benefits. It's outpatient ambulatory services have to be accessible, emergency services, maternity, mental health, prescription drugs have to be a part of the plan. It also must include physical therapy and occupational therapy, lab services, preventative and wellness services, and also children's services, including oral and vision.
Very good. We talked a little bit about the income requirements, but I see there's a chart here that shows you what that 138% of the federal poverty level is. It is based on family size, and just to give a couple of examples, for a family of four, that would be $32,913. If you have eight people in your family, it goes up to about $55,000 and so forth. And for just one person, it would be $16,105. Now, I understand you can also get Medi-Cal automatically, I guess, if you're over 65 or if you're blind or disabled. Is that correct?
It's a good point that you're bringing up. You can be something that's called Medi-Medi, which means that you qualify for Medicare. And you also, Medicare is for our senior citizens, plans that are offered to them that can be zero premium, as well as Medi-Cal. So there's something called Medi-Medi, and you may have that if you are 65 or older, if you do qualify in terms of income.
And this can include a child whose parent is deceased or incapacitated, not employed. It can be pregnant women, people who are in skilled nursing care or intermediate care homes, for example,
yes.
And even refugees.
That is correct. If it's a qualified and acknowledged refugee or asylee, absolutely. If you're fleeing any kind of persecution, for example, and I know that in the East County that has been a subject of other topics in the past, and that is true. You would qualify if you are designated appropriately by the state. And, of course, that does have to be reviewed by the county health services.
Right. So there are programs if you automatically can get Medi-Cal, or you can qualify for Medi-Cal if you were enrolled in programs like CalFresh or SSI, CalWORKs, Refugee Assistance, Foster Care, or adoption assistance programs.
Mm-hmm. That is correct. If you meet certain requirements under the foster care, if you were in foster care at the age of 18, then you do automatically qualify for Medi-Cal.
Very good. Listeners, if you tuned in late, we're talking with independent insurance agent Marilyn Lyons today about Covered California. We've started out by talking about options under Medi-Cal, and we're going to be taking a brief station ID here. You're listening to the East County Magazine Show on KNSJ 89.1 FM Descanso. We're back with Marilyn Lyons on the East County Magazine Show, and now we're going to be talking about some additional hot topics under Covered California. Marilyn, there's a number of different plans available. Is there kind of an opening statement you'd like to give folks about the options available under Covered California now?
Oh, well, certainly. People should be aware of the tiered plans that were established by the Affordable Care Act, also known as the PPACA or the Affordable Care Act, and also initiated by Obama, so it's known as Obamacare. But under that act, it established four tiers that are offered in the exchange. And the states were allowed the authority to develop those different plans. And the plans are bronze. Bronze is a 60% actuarial value in terms of insurance. So the insurance companies are at least paying 60% of your medical costs. The next tier is silver, and that's known as a 70% actuarial value. That plan has 70% actuarial value, and that is a very popular tier on the exchange. The next tier up is the gold tier, and that's an 80% actuarial value, and then the 90% at the top tier, which is the platinum tier.
A few questions. How can I check on whether my doctor is in a Covered California plan before I sign up?
Okay, well, one way you can do that is certainly by having a licensed agent to help you. And I know the value of how agents can help people in the field and answer the questions that many times individuals are, you know, befuddled and they're concerned and they don't have answers to. So one way they can do that is check with their agent, and their agent will help them to go to the individual carrier websites to look, to do searches for their doctor to help see. And I also, as an agent, go beyond that. I also call.
I was just going to say it's a good idea to do that. I know my daughter had signed up for one of these plans and actually had signed up for surgery and then found out that even though the doctor was listed in the book, he had dropped out, and that can be a very expensive thing to find out after the fact. So it's always a good idea to call, and even when you go on your visit, to check. This can happen with private health care, too. You want to make sure that the doctor really is still covered, even if they're listed in the book.
Yes, I totally recommend that you also have your agent call your doctor's office, and not just the reception area. You want to get the billing department, and you want to speak with the manager of that billing department to make sure that that Covered California plan, not just a gold tier plan, let's say, for example, or a bronze tier plan, is covered, because they can be on the independent market. So not to confuse, but to make sure that the billing department understands that it's a, for example, a silver tier plan at the Covered California level.
So explain to us about these networks and why some physicians and some hospitals may be in a network and others aren't.
The Affordable Care Act required every plan that was offered on the exchange to be offered outside the exchange. So that also kind of limits, in a certain sense, the number of doctors that can be invited in. Many providers weren't invited to join these networks, and, you know, the insurers had a period of time where they had to contract with various doctors, and if that contracting didn't take place, then maybe your doctor was not included in that network.
So what happens if my doctor is not in my health plan's network, but I want to go see them anyway? Is there any coverage for that at all?
Well, there can be one exception, and I would like to raise that exception first. If you were already in the middle of a health treatment plan, you may be able, and I will say may be able, to continue to receive care from a doctor that's outside of network because you had no choice. You were being treated at that point. But you can certainly go outside of network. You just must realize that you will pay more out of network, and that you should check. To be proactive is the best advice I can give, to check first to see what those costs would be.
Okay. What about medication? And are there times where you might be asked to pay in full for medication or services up front?
Mm-hmm. There are various reasons why you may be asked to pay up front. And some may relate to the fact that your doctor's office may not have verified that you are with a current covered California plan.
So you should carry a card with you so you don't have that hassle.
That's certainly true. You should carry your identification cards, but even if they can't locate you and you go ahead and pay them and they do locate you later and they have your documentation, they will reimburse you. So that's one thing. And then again, there's another thing that we are kind of, I think, leading into, which is called cost sharing in insurance. That's something that everyone does. In any insurance plan, you should know the terms. And as an agent and a licensed broker, that's what I do with all my clients. I explain these insurance terms to them. Mm-hmm. So, for example, you may have a prescription deductible, and that deductible is the amount that you must pay before you can receive the services. So if it's a prescription deductible, then you need to pay that deductible
for the whole year or for each prescription?
It can be per prescription. Generally, it's per year.
Okay.
Generally, a deductible is per
And then once you hit that deductible, then you may still have a copay. Maybe you have to pay $15 per prescription or per office visit or something like that.
Well, the copay doesn't usually go to the prescription. It goes to the office visit. So you may have a copayment to visit your doctor, and that's very common. Most people recognize that term, copayment. So it could be $15, it could be $60. On the exchange, the bronze plans are $60 for a normal visit to the doctor. However, they should be advised that they should always assert their right to have their first visit free, because that's preventative care. And that is absolutely under the PPACA Act. That's a part of affordable care.
That's a good thing, and that's something that you didn't used to get in the private insurance world. Generally speaking, preventative care wasn't covered at all.
That's
and
right.
Now, to some degree, it is.
That's right. And preventative and wellness care is very important for their health. I had a client just a few days ago tell me that she has paid for every office visit. And I told her, you must be assertive with your office, letting them know that you're here for a preventative check, mm-hmm. and that please bill it or code it accordingly.
Okay. So that's very good advice. Now, there's also something called cost-sharing subsidies. What does that mean, and how do those work, Marilyn?
Yes, well, that is very important, because many people don't understand the difference between what I just explained, the deductible, the co-payment, co-insurance, which is a percentage that you pay on your plan, mm-hmm. for various services, like, say, 20% for in-hospital or, let's say, an outpatient, mm-hmm. facility. But the difference between cost sharing and cost sharing subsidies is that cost sharing subsidies is a specific term that applies to people who qualify for the silver enhanced tier on the Covered California Exchange. Okay. Now, who are those people? Those are the people that make between 138% and 250% of poverty level. They are in that category. They, mm-hmm. qualify for a special plan, a special tier plan, which is called the Silver Enhanced Plan. And those are wonderful options for individuals that qualify. And remember, they have to qualify by family size, by income, family size, and where they live in some cases.
Okay.
But really, the Silver Enhanced is a function of their income and their family size. And should they qualify for that, they certainly can receive great benefits that can push the actuarial value of their plan almost to the platinum level, which is the top level.
So if you're torn between should I sign up for the bronze plan or the silver or silver enhanced, if you can qualify for those subsidies, it might be worth it to go for the silver enhanced plan, it sounds like.
Right, because if they sign up for a bronze plan, they will not qualify for the silver enhanced plan. But this is something, again, that their agent can help them with and, mm-hmm. help them understand what all of these terms mean. And I do understand that, mm-hmm. many times it is confusing. The insurance field can be at times, but their agent or broker is there to help them. And again, there's no charge for that. For those who are certified agents with Covered California,
Yeah, it is a free service. And how do they, if they have questions for you, Marilyn, how do people reach you?
The best way is by calling me. My telephone number is 858-205-9799, and I will be happy to answer any questions that they have.
And you can also go to coveredca.com. Mm-hmm.
Correct.
We're going to pause for a station ID again. You're listening to the East County Magazine Show on KNSJ, 89.1 FM, The Scansa. We're back again with Marilyn Lyons, a certified insurance agent who's talking to us today about Covered California options during the enrollment period that is open again now for sign-ups and renewals. For signing up for new plans, you have up until February 15th. And now we're going to be talking a little bit about tax credit options. Marilyn, what can you tell us about those?
Mm-hmm. Well, I like to explain what tax credits are. The terminology can become a little confusing. So think of tax credits as the umbrella. And under the umbrella, there are two forms of tax credit. There's premium assistance. That's the first type of tax credit. And the second type of tax credit is called a cost-sharing subsidies. The cost-sharing subsidies, I think we addressed, and they are only for those who are between 138% and 250% of poverty level. So again, we talked about some of those figures. And people who qualify for the second category are also able to enroll in a Silver Enhanced Plan. So let's talk about premium assistance, the first level. People between 138 and 400% of poverty level qualify for premium assistance. Premium assistance is a subsidy which is applied to each month's premium, and it lowers your premium.
And that poverty level, again, it depends on household size, but again, for those who missed it, a family of one, for example, single person, it's a little over $16,000, $16,105, and you can have up to 250% of that. And it sounds like to get these subsidies under the Silver Enhanced Plan, family of two, the poverty level is about $21,000, about $27,000 for a family of three, almost $33,000 for a family of four, all the way up to $77,000 for a family of 12. And so 250% of that,
that's
would be
correct. Mm-hmm.
Quite a good chunk of income that you could have and still qualify for these programs. That's very important, folks, to know.
That is correct. So it is incremental, and it's very important. It's a stepped program that is very, you know, equitable in terms of its allocation of premium assistance.
Mm-hmm.
So again, for the premium assistance, that level of subsidy, you can apply that to any plan. You can apply that to any tier. You can apply it to the bronze, the silver, the gold, or the platinum tier. But remember that you want to get, it's like a teeter-totter. You want to have that teeter-totter balanced and horizontal. You want to get just the right of premium amount of premium assistance, because if you get too much, you're going to have a balance owing when your tax return is filed. If you get too little, you have overpaid for your health plan. You don't want to overpay and you don't want to underpay.
Sure.
You want to make sure that you balance that mm-hmm. subsidy. Well, how can you do that? You can do that by accurate reporting of your income. Make sure when you sit with your agent, you give them a copy or show them at least a copy of your tax return. Show them, you know, the adjusted gross income.
Okay.
And that is line 37. You should be able to point that out to your agent or have it independently accessible to tell them.
Now, these tax credits, these programs, I understand, they're open, of course, to U.S. citizens, but also to U.S. nationals and lawfully present immigrants. So not undocumented immigrants, but if you are a legal immigrant, then you can qualify for these as well, right?
Yes, and not only a green card, but also if you are a temporary legal resident.
The visa, say.
Yes, uh-huh. Then you can also qualify. I mean, if you're a refugee or an asylee, for the premium assistance, that is not true. But for the temporary resident, that is true.
Yeah, so there's different things. Very mm-hmm. complicated. Good mm-hmm. reason for, it sounds like, for talking to an insurance agent or broker, because there's no charge for that. How do people apply for premium assistance if they think they might qualify?
The first step is to go to the Covered California website and to seek an agent or someone who can assist you. There are enrolled agents, which are not, they are not licensed insurance agents. And they can assist with applications over the phone. There are licensed agents who can help you. And again, there is no charge for that to obtain a help of a licensed agent. And you can also do it yourself. If you really do not want to use an agent, you can apply online. And so those are different ways that you can access assistance.
What if your income changes? Do you need to report that to Covered California or someone?
It's most important that within 30 days of any kind of income change that you report it to Covered California. And you can do that by calling the Covered California 800 number. You can also do that by going online and, you know, again, seeking assistance through a licensed agent who can help you make those changes and report that income. You can, you know, certainly find the help tab on the Covered California website, and that can get that process rolling.
So how do I get the right tax credit, and what is a reconciliation?
A reconciliation is the act or the process that the IRS will use to evaluate what you have reported. And they will be comparing your last tax return, and let's assume that you file by April 15th. They will be reconciling that tax return and the adjusted gross income that you are reporting with your application that you submitted to Covered California stating that you make a designated amount. And if there is a discrepancy, they will reconcile that by either giving you the credit that you deserve or billing you through the tax process. And the billing actually would be through just automatic, that you would have that money owing and that would be deducted from your tax return.
Okay. And if I think I'm qualified to get a tax credit and it gets denied, is there an appeals process? What can people do?
Oh, absolutely. It's very important. Let's say you believe that you have a right to a tax credit and you didn't receive it. There is a process. You can go on to the Covered California website and you can look for that appeals form. You can contact a licensed broker who can help you. You can call Covered California and you can discuss this with them. These are all different ways that you can go through that process. But I also might add that there are many different ways that you can use the appeal or complaint process with Covered California if you feel that your rights were denied in some way. So if you were denied premium assistance that you think is owing to you, you can certainly request for a state fair hearing to appeal that. Mm-hmm. You can use a complaint form with Covered California if, let's say, you were denied enrollment into a Covered California plan and you feel that you should qualify for that plan. Let's say you were denied eligibility for an exemption. You can also use the appeals process for that. Mm-hmm. If Covered California did not process your information promptly, you can file a complaint on that end.
Okay, so there
are ways. In other words, you're not left without a remedy. And I really want to point that out clearly, that if you feel that you were not given some right that you deserved, then you really should go through that process and find out what your rights are. And again, those are all very clear and easy to find if you go to the Find Help tab on Covered California, coveredca.com, and look for Find Help, and then it will be by your zip code. You can look, or you can call me. My name is Marilyn Lyons. I'm a licensed broker and a certified agent with Covered California, and my telephone number is 858-205-9799, and I'll be happy to answer any questions you may have.
Very good. Now, you've been working with these Covered California programs, part of the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare, for a year now, Marilyn. And when they first rolled out, you know, there was a lot in the news about glitches when the program first came onto the marketplace, with things like difficulty getting onto the website. I know they've put a lot of money into trying to fix that up. To what degree has it improved, and have you seen things getting better and smoother for people under the new system?
I think they have made many improvements to the website, and I realize that many people were locked out of that process, and for many hours they tried to process their applications. In fact, I sat with many of those clients.
A year or so, though.
Numerous attempts for, you know, to process their application online.
And how is it now?
It has improved. It's so streamlined. The process has been streamlined. They have redone the website. So if you go to the website, mm-hmm. you see a little different format. It's easily accessible. If you have questions, you can definitely get those questions answered online. Mm-hmm. You know, if you have any questions that you feel you just need to sit face to face with the person again, I just recommend using a broker or that way, you know, with an agent, you can talk those things out. But the information on the website is just outstanding. The website is working very well.
Very good to hear. And in general, the people, imagine you've signed up a lot of people for this in your business. In general, how is it working out? Are most of the people fairly happy with the coverage, or are there some, you know, still a number of problems to be worked out?
Yes, there were many, I'll use the word, prognostications about how badly the system would work and how it would not be effective and how the rates for medical premiums, you know, healthcare premiums would just increase dramatically. In fact, we have not seen that happen with the Obamacare, with Covered California, and specifically in the state of California.
Yeah, some private ones have gone mm-hmm. up, but they were going up before anyway.
That's correct. They were going up steadily. And the medical loss ratio, which is the amount that the plans must apply to mm-hmm. medical care, in other words, your treatment, has been set and established at between 80% and 85% through the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare.
So they're actually having to put the money into the health care and not fattening up the pockets of some CEO or stockholders.
That is so true. And it has not increased rates. There were many statements that the rates would just go through the ceiling. They have not. They have been held down across the board. So we're very pleased. And we know that people need assistance, and we're there to help them. And I am happy as an independent agent and a certified broker with Covered California to help anyone who has any questions about
the
process.
If you could wave a magic wand, are there any areas that you think could use some tweaking or improvement? If the elected officials out there were listening to this, is there anything else that you would like to see done?
Well, processing time. Generally, the complaints are that, you know, it takes a long time. For example, we talked about Medi-Cal in one of our programs, mm-hmm. and many times people feel that they're not covered. They hadn't heard back for several months, and they are wondering how to access care. Mm-hmm. Well, those things will improve and yeah. over
time. Is
it faster
for Covered California, though? It's a lot faster than that.
Oh,
right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Oh, certainly. For regular premium, yes. For
the bronze or the silver.
Absolutely. Whatever. That has increased. So within 2 weeks, you should hear back from your carrier.
Very good. Well, listeners, we are out of time, but for those who tuned in late, we have been speaking with Marilyn Lyons, who is a certified insurance agent, and she handles the Covered California plans under the Affordable Care Act. The enrollment period has just reopened, and it's going to continue to be open until February 15th. For people who want to check it out at coveredca.com, sign up for some new plans, get more information, and you can also contact Marilyn if they want to reach you. Marilyn, what is your information again?
Yes, well, they can reach me at my telephone is 858-205-9799, or they can email me. It's myhealthagent4 SoCal, SoCal, at gmail.com.
Very good. Thank you so much for joining us, Marilyn, on the East County Magazine Show on KNSJ 89.1 FM, Descanso.
It's been a pleasure to be in studio today with you. Thank you.
This concludes today's episode of East County Magazine's radio show. We extend our appreciation to the East County Wellness Center for our studio space, to the Heartland Coalition, our parent nonprofit, and to KNSJ 89.1 FM, broadcasting from the heart of East County and Descanso. We extend our appreciation to our sound technicians, Leon Thompson and Ed Barena, and to our producer, Miriam Raftery. We also thank the musicians who provided music for our show, Laura Preble, Jim Hannibal, Giovanni Galicia, and the Smashing Beats. If you have story ideas or would like to underwrite the East County Magazine radio show, please contact editor at eastcountymagazine.org or call 619-698-7617. We'll be back soon for another edition of East County Magazine's radio show.